How does a practitioner heal, and how does a practitioner heal someone who has something that is really terrible? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with the thought for today. How does anyone, a practitioner, do their healing work? Well, in the first place, a practitioner is not a healer. In the second place, a practitioner never sees anything to heal. And in the third place, the practitioner lives in a world that is ideally perfect in every single way, in every single beautiful way. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Because who? The practitioner is fantastic. Now, if the practitioner, that is one who practices, not necessarily one who practices on you, or you or you, but one who practices on themselves, the practitioner practices what they practice. Now, what do they practice? They practice being themselves and having fun. Now, a practitioner is probably the greatest practitioner in the world of being themselves and having fun. Everybody else would like to be like the practitioner is. They'd like to be themselves and have fun, but they can't do it. Now, why can't they do it? Why cannot people be themselves and have fun? Because they have made one little deviation in their navigation. And the deviation in their navigation that they made was that way instead of this way. And I'm pointing out instead of in. If you navigate inside yourself, inside your own being, you'll find it's all there. Your original purity and integrity is there. The divine is already there. Who's God? I mean, if we're going to play the intellectual game and say God is all and God is everything, and I must be God and therefore I'm God. If you're going to play the intellectual game, that's great. But play it. Now, the question comes, what do you think God is? Who do you think God is? What do you think God's principles are? What do you think that God wants of us as we being God? What are you supposed to do being God? Well, I would think being perfect, you know, just as an offhand guess. But I would think that if I'm God, and I'm God, I'm perfect. Now, why don't I always demonstrate that perfection at all times? Well, I do. I demonstrate perfectly doing or perfectly not doing. Either way, I demonstrate that. You say, well, that's just sort of getting around it. No, it isn't. Do you perfectly do everything you do? Sure you do. Do you perfectly not do everything you do not do? Sure. You know, think about it. Think about it. Do you halfway do some of the things you do too? Half perfect and half not perfect, you know? That's kind of interesting, isn't it? But think of it. That's being a little silly, but it's not really being silly. When you stop and think about it, whenever you have a thought about anything, you are giving power to that thought. Now, let's just take Ellen as an example, and let's just trample on her, shall we? Let's just trample all over her. Let's just do everything we can. Now, I say, Ingeborg, what do you think of Ellen? And Ingeborg says, Ellen is a very beautiful, fantastic, wonderful woman. Is that what you really think? And she says, yes. She's nodding her head, but of course the camera here and the film doesn't pick her up and the tape recorder and stuff unless we hear a voice. Okay, yes. So, I think you're lying. Ellen is not a fantastic, beautiful, glorious woman, because I look at you and I don't see a fantastic, beautiful, glorious woman. Now, why don't I see you as a fantastic, beautiful, glorious woman? Because I'm not a fantastic, beautiful, glorious woman or being. Now, why am I not a fantastic, beautiful, glorious being? Because I don't see myself that way. Now, you see, it's a see yourself. Nothing was said about be, but see yourself that way. When you see yourself that way, then you start to be that way. Okay, so I look at myself As a fantastic, glorious being, and that's what I do. All of you here on campus, I think you're just wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious, and you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and I think you're great. And so, I look at you. I look at Ingeborg, and she's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And so Ingeborg looks at Ellen, and Ingeborg is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And so, what is Ellen?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Ellen, I hope you realize what's happening.
Yeah.
We're painting a new picture of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're getting rid of the old witch.
Oh.
Ellen, we're getting rid of the old witch.
Okay.
And we're bringing out the new witch. Now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Samantha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Don't say a la Samantha. You are you.
Yeah.
I mean, you are the priceless treasure you. Now, how does Ingeborg see you as a glorious, wonderful witch?
She sees me like she is.
Yes, but how does she see you as a glorious witch? She sees you being able to do anything.
All right.
She comes to you and she says, Ellen, I'm working on this project and it's going to take me 10 minutes longer than I planned. And so we have to wait before we leave. And Ellen says, beep, 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 beep. She wiggles her nose, it's done. And Ingeborg says, you could have done that sooner. You know?
Yes.
And it's true. We could do that sooner. Now, what's with this word witch and warlock and all that sort of stuff? Those are just names given to people who have mystical powers.
Uh-huh.
And people who have mystical powers are thought to be in league with whom? The devil. And who is the devil?
And fallen angels.
And what did he fall from?
From believing in himself.
Or did he believe in himself, and did he fall? Now, who named the devil an angel, and who named an angel a devil? Who gave him that name? Some interesting person,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I suggest, Ellen, and I suggest right now you get yourself in gear,
okay.
And you write your own Bible, and you create in your own Bible people who are all good, wiggling their nose. Whatever they think their thoughts, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to have bad thoughts or ugly thoughts or evil thoughts or devil thoughts, you know, as the term might apply. You see, we have to be very careful because whatever name we use, that's what it's going to be. What do people call their cars sometimes? That old rattle trap? You know, it's just rattling all the time. Now, I'm riding with Ellen in her car. And we were driving along, and Ellen says, can you hear that rattle? I said, no. She says, well, there's a rattle over there. I said, no. And so we go to the dealer, and the dealer says, oh, yeah, you just have a loose hubcap there. And I didn't hear it, because I didn't choose to have it in my world. New idea here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't choose to have it in my world. I didn't choose to be a practitioner of a rattle. But truly, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Now, my cars are very quiet. Now, I have hearing aids that I wear occasionally when people are very, very quiet and talk very quietly. And I put them on, and I still can't hear them. Because then they talk quieter for some reason or other. I turn the volume way up on the things. And then, as I'm walking along the path, and I have the hearing aids on, and I hear everything. I hear every squeak and squiddle from every creature that's around. Well, I take them out. And then what happens? I am on my own inner world. I'm on my quiet inner world. And it's not devoid of noises. I can hear airplanes flying. I can hear cars going by. I can hear people talking. I can hear everything. It's just that when people want to do soda voices, they want to be secret or private or not say things loud enough for me to hear, well, those voices I don't hear. And even with the hearing aid on, I don't hear those voices. Interesting, isn't it? And I turn the volume that comes with the thing way up, and you still can't hear them. Well, now, they say of people with hearing aids, they can turn it off when they want to and turn it on when they want to. Well, perhaps that's a good thing, too. But the point is, I hear everything. And I hear everything whenever I choose to hear it. And I feel so pleased to turn off my hearing, so to speak, and walk through the forest or walk through the woods or walk in my inner wonderland. And you do, too. You do, too. Many of you are 100% idiots. 100% idiots. You will fall asleep with the television blaring in front of you, with a video going 100 miles an hour and a very exciting part of the video, and you're sound asleep. And it doesn't bother you in the slightest. And you wake up and you don't think, did I miss something or not? You don't care. You're in another world, if you will. You see, we turn off our hearing, we turn off our sensitivity, we turn off our ability. I always hear people when they come in my house. But lately I really haven't cared. I really don't care if anybody comes to my house or not. I'm going to take a 10-minute nap or a 20-minute nap, I'm going to take a nap. So I lay down and take my nap, and somebody comes to the door, and they open the door, and I'm sound asleep, and they do whatever they want to do, you know, and leave messages or leave packages or whatever, and walk away. I don't even know they've been there, and I don't really care. And it's just so wonderful, because when I wake up and I find all these goodies on my table by the door, I think, well, I see Santa Claus has been here visiting me, leaving me little gifts and so forth. But, you see, a practitioner practices what they most desire to have. What is the raucous sound of the world? The raucous sound of the world is inharmony, when things, people, and circumstances are not harmonious. And so, when you have the ability to just turn your attention to something else, away from the raucous sounds, they're not there for you anymore. Now, does that mean they don't exist in the world? Well, if they're not there for you anymore,
they don't exist
in the world. I mean, what more do you want? What more do you want? That's really the truth. Now, step two, what do you want in your world? What do you want to think about? What do you want to meditate upon? What do you want to demonstrate? What do you want to reveal? What do you want to reveal in your world, huh? What do you want to reveal? Well, think on these things. The Bible spoke about it very strongly. Whatsoever things are good report, think on these things, you know? We have so many things in psychology, psychiatry, in churches, in religion, in philosophy, and life in its totality that says to us, whatever we think about, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So now, when are you going to be a practitioner of quality, a practitioner of note, a practitioner of worth, and think in your heart only what you want to think? People came to Jesus. The disciples brought people to Jesus, and people were come to Jesus by their parents and everything. And they said, Jesus, heal me. And what was the first remark Jesus made?
What wouldst thou of me?
What the hell do you want? I'm the Christ. I can only see purity and goodness. What do you want from me? You know? You want to have two heads? You know? I only see you as fantastic. What do you want? What wouldst thou of me? Now, we as practitioners don't care, as Jesus didn't care, what people want from him. What did Jesus see people as?
Whole and perfect.
Exactly. And so what was there to change?
Nothing.
What was there to add? Take away. Now, if you and me and us and we all train ourselves to think what?
To be whole and perfect.
All is in divine order. To be whole and perfect. Live in your ideal, spirit, mind, and body.
See,
right now, That's your job as practitioners. Your job as practitioners is to practice what you believe, and you're doing that, and you're experiencing it in every area of your life. So now, what's the next step?
Done.
Next step, sit down with your journal and write down all the things that are exciting and make your life wonderful and fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Write down all the wonderful things that everybody, anybody is doing anywhere that you are proud of. Yeah?
Yes.
And anybody is thinking anywhere that you're proud of them thinking, and you think it with them. And then, as you do this, keep writing it down, writing it down, writing it down, and pretty soon, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4. Mm-hmm. I'm God, God I am, I'm God, God I am, pretty soon you are. Not because you weren't, but because you now put that cause in motion of that awareness, of that revelation of who you are, and that's all it takes. Nice, huh? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Me too. That's good. So, to be a practitioner, you practice what you believe, and all the world is practicing what they believe. Now, you must determine for yourself what you want to practice, what you want to believe. Little Love gives you a perfect example. He says, when there's no food being passed around, I go to my bed and take a nap. Rex says, when there's no food being passed around, I go over here and stick my nose out there and enjoy the beautiful valley and all the scents that come up from it. You know, kind of nice. And you put the cause in motion, for that's who you are. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.